USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Police confirm an arrest has been made in the brutal murders of four Idaho college students.
Detectives arrested 28-year-old Brian Christopher Kohlberger.
Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry.
These murders have shaken our community, and no arrest will ever bring back these young students.
Latah County Prosecutor Bill Thompson.
Charging the defendant, Mr. Kohlberger, with four counts of first-degree murder, in addition to felony burglary.
The suspect is in Pennsylvania awaiting extradition on Tuesday. The public is now able to review 6 years' worth of former President Trump's tax returns. The documents show Trump paid just over $1 million in federal income taxes during the first 3 years of his presidency. Republicans call the release of the documents politically motivated. Representative Judy Chu, Democrat of California, she's a member of the House Ways and Means Committee.
He said that he made $30 million, but actually had a business loss of $60 million.
Southwest Airlines says it's eager to return to a state of normalcy with minimal disruptions. FlightAware reports more than half of Southwest flights were canceled on Thursday alone, with a total exceeding 2,300. The Fiesta Bowl is gearing up for the big game.
The Michigan Wolverines are set to play TCU in the Fiesta Bowl Saturday afternoon as the college football playoffs begin. Kickoff in Glendale, Arizona from State Farm Stadium is set for just after 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The winner advances to the national championship game against either Georgia or Ohio State.
The college football bowl season moves on. The first New Year's Six bowl game of the season takes place from Miami Gardens tonight at Hard Rock Stadium. Tennessee, Clemson, they clash in the Orange Bowl. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
USA News. 2022.
It's been a roller coaster year for the economy. Trying to keep inflation in check, the Federal Reserve raised its benchmark interest rate 7 times. Fed Chair Jerome Powell explained the thinking.
Our overarching focus is using our tools to bring inflation back down to our 2% goal and to keep longer-term inflation expectations well anchored.
Those hikes sent mortgage rates from around 3% to more than 7%. That, coupled with rising prices, put home buying out of the reach of many. Gas prices are back to where they were about a year ago, a nationwide average of about $3 a gallon, after spiking to more than $5 a gallon. Stocks soared and crashed. Crypto soared and crashed. President Biden and congressional Democrats ended the year passing a huge spending bill to the chagrin of Republicans like Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise.
What Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have done the last 2 years to ram through trillions in spending, mountains of heavy regulation, it's hurting the lower income families of America.
The president begs to differ.
The economy has gone from being on the mend to on the move.
Democrats are hoping that spending authorized by last year's Build Back Better infrastructure bill will start taking hold next year. 2022 in review. I'm Richard Johnson.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.